This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Well, whatever it is, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, whatever it is, great or small, know this, that the body can change. That means if you can change, make some right decisions in your life about your health, and maybe take some new little steps that you've never taken before, you'll look back months from now, and you can see a huge harvest that will change in your life. And that's what's great about our health, is that just because you've been living a certain way for a certain period of time doesn't mean you have to stay that way. Things can change. Life can change. And that is a powerful tool that we have, the power to choose every single day. Minneapolis St. Paul nabs the fittest city title. The news said Minneapolis St. Paul has plenty of parks and recreational facilities and an increasing number of farmers markets and low smoking rates. And those attributes helped the Twin Cities to garner the number one spot in the American College of Sports Medicine's 2011 list of America's fittest cities. Pretty cool. Washington, D.C., which was claimed the top spot for the past 3 years, dropped to number two, in part because the Twin Cities recorded greater improvements in healthy behavior measures and a reduction in the percentage of cigarette smokers. See, cigarette smoking plays a big role in all these tallies. And other positive factors included that an above-average percentage of residents who exercise. When you go to Colorado, which is also always in the top five as far as states that are healthy, I think it got named the healthiest state, or it's in the top five. But, yeah, you go there, you do not see a lot of people in certain areas that are out of shape because of the outdoor activity. And people are outdoors, and they're active, and they're involved in exercise, and they're taking care of themselves. Just a healthy culture and a healthy lifestyle. And I'm hoping that that sort of thing, that's why I'm so passionate about this radio show, is that that message will spread, and people will be motivated to take care of themselves so they'll be healthy to be around for their families and their loved ones and to be able to do the things that they want to do for as long as they want to do it, so that when you get into your 60s and 70s and 80s, those aren't your rough years. Those are your great years to really enjoy your life and continue enjoying the fruit of all the work you've done for the previous amount of time. So it's interesting when you look at the whole process. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Betsy. Hi, Betsy.
Hi, Dr. Ace. It's so nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk with you, darling.
You sent me your book because I couldn't afford to buy it, and I thank you for that again. And I've called you a couple of times, and you've given me good advice. And, you know, I get good stuff from, you know, you're just repeating the same things, you know, every night. It's just like you have to hear this stuff over and over and over again. Like what you said about caffeine, you know, what it depletes and stuff. But do you have a station in Dallas?
In Dallas? I'm not sure. We'll have to check. We are on in Dallas. We're on in Waco, and our producer will be able to give you the call letters. We're on two different stations out that way, so he'll be able to give you the call letters for that.
I was going to ask you, so
sure.
I really appreciate it. Brad's call and the caller after him that called about Obamacare, because it's programs like yours, especially because you work with instead of against the medical community, which I like.
Absolutely.
Your,
we're all on the same team.
Well, my question is, I'm 61 years old. I'm postmenopausal, I guess you'd say. And last time I called you, I told you, like Brad, that I was on antidepressants and, you know, stuff to sleep and stuff like that. And you recommended exercise. And I mentioned that I had lost my libido. And you recommended primrose oil. And I bought some today. And it's in capsule form. And I'm wondering if it applies to the same rule as the capsule form for fish oil.
Are you taking any hormones at all?
Hmm?
Are you taking any, do you take any hormones?
No, I'm trying
like estrogen,
not to.
Progesterone?
I don't want to. You know, I have an appointment with my doctor coming up, and I want to talk to her about that, but I also want to take my book, you know, your book, with me. And, you know, I've looked online against, you know, the dangers of HRTs, and I don't want to do them. And so I bought this bottle. The manufacturer is called Now, and it's Super Primrose, which is 1,300 milligrams of evening primrose oil. And it's in a soft gel form. And so it's a stronger form. But I was wondering, I've heard a lot said about the fish oil that it's you don't want to take it in the capsule form because it tends to get rancid and then you have trans fats. Is that also true for the primrose oil?
It is. Well, actually, no, it's not. For primrose oil and GLA, and which is gamma linoleic acid, and other oils, even flaxseed oil, the gel caps tend to be okay. And with primrose oil especially, Now's not a bad brand. It's a cheaper brand, but the quality in some of their products are okay. And it's not fantastic, and it's not the best, but it'll do. But, yeah, I mean, primrose oil is really good for just overall they say it can balance hormones. I've seen research for and against that. As far as it's a pretty strong statement, but what it is good for, it's good for just keeping overall fatty acids within the body, and it helps when you're taking fish oil, like an omega-3 fat. They work hand in hand. Now, for estrogen, that sort of thing, black cohosh has been shown to have really good research behind it, and when you combine that with, say, a primrose oil, then it can produce some good benefits as far as keeping estrogens somewhat balanced in the body. Again, the research is pretty bleak on that, but it is known to be good for overall general health. So, I mean, it's not like take the bottle and throw it away or anything like that. So, I mean, it's not a bad choice. And a lot of women take primrose oil from just what I've seen and from a lot of things that I've read, and they do well. So it's if you're asking my thoughts on it, is it good or bad, it's from what I've seen, it should be okay. But when you go to your doctor, I think it's a good time to sit down and say, okay, look, let's hammer it out. Let's get some blood work done. I want to see all my hormones. And even if they say, well, it may cost a little bit out of pocket, we'll do that because it's worth it. See, sometimes they can't get the hormones covered for whatever reason. So you want to be, you know, just push a little bit because they will check all your blood work for you. You just got to figure out a way to do it. And you may have to pay a little extra, but it's worth it because you'll get all the numbers. So, I mean, check your growth hormone levels, HGH, FSH, LH, all three estrogens. Progesterone. I'm sure she'll check all your thyroid. If she checks your thyroid, which she should, have her check the TPO antibody, which is thyroid peroxidase, and it will show if there's any potential autoimmune process going on in the body, and that will be a huge indicator and a huge factor for kind of a course of action that she would probably take, and that will give some good, valid information about what's going on. But yeah, have her check all of that, and I think you'll be in a good position. And of course, there'll be certain supplements you can take, and obviously she'll be able to guide you in some of that. And if she doesn't, you know, there's some really good research out there, and we'll do everything we can to help you as well. So stay in touch. Thanks so much, and I hope the book has been a blessing to you. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hi, this is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? We want to talk about it. So you want to talk about your health challenges, you call right now, 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Sue. Hi, Sue. Welcome to the show, darling.
Hello, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my call, and thank you for allowing God to use you to help us. I have a question about my sister. She's 55 years old, and she started 6 weeks ago with what they thought was a stomach virus, and she nauseated and had diarrhea for about 2 weeks. She kept getting worse, and they diagnosed her about 3 weeks ago with C. diff, I think they call it, and they treated her for only 7 days, and she kept telling them she was getting worse. But anyway, she's just been in the hospital, and she came out yesterday. Her white count dropped to 1.3. They found out not only did she have that, she has salmonella also.
My goodness.
She's still having diarrhea. Her white count is only up to 2 now, and she's having a lot of stomach discomfort. They sent her home on Cipro, oral Cipro. I'm really, really concerned because it doesn't seem like she's gaining much grounds, and I was wondering what's your ideal on this, or what can we do to help her?
Well, I mean, so she's taking, they sent her home with Cipro?
Yes, she's on Cipro now. It's antibiotic she's on because they said that one would help wipe out the salmonella.
Yeah, that's typically what it will do. But what about, are they saying that they feel like they've got the C. diff?
The last two cultures didn't show up C. diff this time, but he said that sometimes antibodies can mask that and cover it up, but she does still have green watery stools is what she has.
Okay. And if they have her on the Cipro, that's going to cover for salmonella for sure. So, they've got everything. They're doing everything they can. That's why they're not keeping her there. Because if she's somewhat stable, and then all they've got to do is finish killing off the bacteria, and they just, there's no reason for her to sit around. She might as well go home. So you're wondering, is there anything else you can do on top of that?
Yes. I know she's going to need, probiotics, and I didn't know how soon we could start those, because I'm sure after 6 weeks of this, she's totally wiped out.
Yeah, absolutely. She can, technically, when you're taking antibiotics, you can take probiotics as well. That's kind of a standard just because it won't really interfere. It'll just keep replenishing. As far as the Cipro or any antibiotic, it's going to wipe out everything and potentially neutralize the gut. And probiotics, obviously, are just going to keep good bacteria in there. It can only help her digestion and that sort of thing. And it's smart to use probiotics when you're coming off of a round of antibiotics. But, obviously, I would get with her family doc and discuss some of that. But, as far as what she's doing right now, that what they have her on sounds like the standard of care. So, I wouldn't really push. Diet and everything else, building the immune system up, that's drinking a lot of water, all the basic things. I would watch her diet. If you're asking my thoughts on it, if it was me, that's what I would do. That's why I'd watch what she's eating, making sure she's eating non-inflammatory foods. The whole thing, when you're dealing with a bacterial infection of any kind, to just eat whatever and don't worry about it, I'm not a big fan of that. I think you have to be really careful with the things you eat. Obviously, bland foods, but even so much getting salt in. So when I say salt, does she have high blood pressure?
No.
Okay, yeah. Like the broths, like chicken broth and beef broth and that sort of thing, when you're going through recovering, those are really good for just sipping on those throughout the day, along with drinking plenty of water. It helps the electrolytes in the body, and that can help build the body up. So those are some things to consider. And you might want to do some research on that. But, the C. diff, it's about killing the bacteria. But at the same time, you want to keep the body restored as much as possible and eat healthy foods and, just common sense things. There's no silver bullet. I guess if you're asking me for a silver bullet, there's really not one for this. They've given her the silver bullet. They pulled out the big guns to wipe this out.
To kind of gain some grounds on this. How long is it going to take to kind of get over this?
When did they give her the Cipro?
She started Cipro, Tuesday, Saturday, because they had her on vancomycin IV, and they had her on Flagyl
for
a week.
Yeah. typically, it just depends. I mean, how many those antibiotics typically 10 to 14 days. So I mean, she's looking at probably a couple of weeks to be completely recovered. That's what's typical. And, you know, obviously, you know, as far as that goes, depending on how strong her immune system is and what kind of lifestyle habits she does for the next couple of weeks, that'll play a big role too. So just creating a good, healthy environment for her body to thrive in that would really be my thoughts on it. So, I mean, I think that she's had some of the best care she can get. Because what they've done is, I mean, again, these are just my thoughts, but it sounds like everything's standard of care right down the line, which that they're going to follow everything that's evidence-based anyway. So I would just encourage her, be her cheerleader, and just, you know, make sure she's not eating much fast food, just basics, and do everything she can to keep her body strengthened in the middle of it all. But I'm glad you called for her. I mean, just so you know, there are some natural things that can help. I mean, but at this point, with all the antibiotics she's had, it's not going to do it. It wouldn't even be worth looking into, I don't think, like ionic silver and some of the other, there's some other herbal formulas and all, but it's not even worth talking about, because what she's doing right now, it's the big guns. So she's got everything they've put in her to make it happen. So it's just about letting all of that medicine do its thing, and then her making the right choices every single day to, you know, to make herself healthy and make better choices and all that sort of thing. So keep me posted, and I'm glad you called for her. I know she would appreciate that as well, and let her know we're thinking about her. All right, Lisa in Bloomingdale, Illinois. She writes, my doctor, this is an email, has diagnosed me with low thyroid function and wants me to put me on Synthroid. That's hypo. Hypo means low thyroidism. What do you think? What do I think? I'm sure your doctor is not an idiot, and they, you know, definitely want to do the right thing. That's standard of care, by the way. Remember, that's what you're dealing with. So there are some other options you can look at for low thyroid function with iodine, organic iodine, and other nutritional type of things. There's a book written by Broda Barnes about thyroid function and iodine. You can check that out on Amazon. It's a really, really good read, and it'll give you a lot of details about what you can do and what alternatives there are when you're dealing with low thyroid function.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You are what you eat, No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you haven't signed up for Facebook and Twitter to jump into the world with us, you need to. Also, our weekly email newsletter will be for you there as well. It's absolutely free. We protect all your information, of course. New expert panel says that cell phones might cause brain cancer. This is groundbreaking, isn't it? We always wonder about it. Let's hear what they have to say about it. Well, this expert panel that evaluated cancer risks today said that cell phones might possibly cause brain cancer. And the announcement comes from the International Agency for Research on Cancer, or IARC. Like the World Health Organization, the American Cancer Society relies on this organization for the evaluation of cancer risk. After reviewing all the evidence available, the IARC working group classified radio frequency electromagnetic fields as possibly carcinogenic to humans. The panel chairman, Jonathan Samet, MD, who's chair of the preventative medicine at the USC Keck School of Medicine, said in a news teleconference, "We reached this conclusion based on a review of human evidence showing increased risk of glioma, which is a malignant type of brain cancer in association with wireless phone use. In finding cell phones to be possibly carcinogenic, the IARC means that heavy cell phone use might or might not cause a specific form of brain cancer called a glioma. This finding means that research is urgently needed to find out whether cell phones actually cause cancer and how they might do it. The IARC estimates that some 5 billion people worldwide have mobile phones, and a lifetime exposure to the magnetic fields created by phones, particularly when they're held tightly against the head, rapidly is increasing. Children are at particular risk, not only because their skulls are thinner, but because their lifetime exposure to cell phones will be greater than the exposure of current adults. So it's interesting to think about what's going on with that. And it's true. I mean, there's no free lunch. There's no way you can have that much electromagnetic radioactivity going into a cell phone next to your head all day long like we use them, and it not cause some potential damage. There are, and I don't have the name of it because I keep one in my cell phone. Yes, I do. It's called the Shield. And I believe you can go online and get that, but it's called the Shield. I don't know if it's the Shield.com or whatever it is, but it's a pretty good device. The research on it is pretty good. It's very thin. It goes behind your battery in your cell phone, and it's a great way to protect against the electromagnetic radiation that comes off of the cell phone itself when it's in use. And it also, remember, there's a slight amount, because it's always feeding from a signal to one of the towers, there's always a slight amount of the magnetic radiation that you're getting from the phone, just carrying it in your pocket or on your side or wherever you carry the phone. So you want to block against that as well. So these little shields that they make is a little magnet device that kind of deflects some of the radioactivity, the electromagnetic radiation that comes off of that. So it's something to think about. I think they cost like $20 or something like that, $15, $20. They're not much, but they're worth it. And I think they do play a role. I mean, I'm a big magnet fan, so even keeping a magnet on you protects against electromagnetic radiation throughout the day from computers and power lines and everything else. And people think it's going over the top. It's not really, when you think about it, because we're surrounded by it. Just put a magnet on you one day. Go get one of those magnets. You know, they get the little bracelets out and all of that. Put one of those on and notice if your energy level doesn't increase by about 40 or 50% in a day's time. You'll be amazed at how that'll make a difference because of everything you're bombarded with every single day. It's pretty interesting how that works. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Paige. Hi, Paige.
Hi, how are you?
Living well, darling.
I was wondering, I have a friend, he's 40 years old, and his right leg between his foot and his calf area, he has brown spots. Like varicose veins, but they're brown.
Okay.
I was wondering what you think is going on, or.
So he has brown spots on his legs that look like varicose veins, but they're not, and they're down on the lower part of his leg. Is that right?
Yes, near his foot area, towards the.
I think I'm losing you.
Yeah.
We lose Paige.
Oh. Yes.
Paige, are you there?
Yes.
So. Okay, so the brown spots, they're on his lower leg. If you have your radio turned up, you might want to turn it down because it creates some feedback.
Okay, that's
when
going on. Hold on
a minute,
please.
Just turn it off if you could. It'll help the reception.
Yeah, I just shut it off.
Great. So he has these brown spots that are almost like varicose veins, and they are on the lower part of his leg. And did they just come up out of nowhere, or has he had them for a while?
No, recently, maybe within the month and a half, he's had this.
Okay, and does he have any pre-diagnosed conditions? Like, is he taking medicine for any condition?
No medicine at all. He takes a herbal supplement, I think. I forget the name of it. Is it prostate or whatever that is? I forgot the name of it.
Sure. Well, here's the deal. Usually, if he's just got brown spots that are on his leg, I mean, he needs to go to a doctor and have that checked out. Because without seeing it, without seeing blood work, without knowing his total history and all, it could be a host of different things. It could be liver spots. It could be an issue. Sometimes some brown splotching can come up on the lower part of the leg that is in conjunction with diabetes, or even someone that's been in a pre-diabetes stage for some period of time. It could be nothing. It could be something It could be just random. It could just be pigment changes in his leg. You know, again, a dermatologist or even a family physician, someone that can really look at that and, you know, through years of experience of seeing different skin conditions, that's going to be his best bet. To try to just come up with some random idea, I don't think is a wise thing to do. That's just my thought. But, you know, again, it could be something simple and it could be something not so simple. So getting a full evaluation, that's great. He takes supplements and all, but, you know, getting a full evaluation, getting blood work done and really seeing where or what's going on with his body in that area would be a smart move. So I'd encourage you to just have him go see his doctor, and they can run some tests and figure out exactly what's going on. Okay, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Linda in Jonesboro, Arkansas writes, she says, what do you recommend for psoriasis? Well, it just depends. Psoriasis being a skin condition, remember, skin conditions are what? They're an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. So you want to look at it from an inside-out condition, not outside-in. Although psoriasis can be drive you crazy. It can itch, and the skin just gets splotchy and scaly, and it can be just a big nightmare. Well, a couple of things that we know about skin conditions. Psoriasis, dermatitis, eczema, they all kind of fall in the same category. One thing we know about them is that there's usually an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. The person is usually deficient in that, in some capacity. So cod liver oil or a good omega-3 fish oil, always a good thought when you're dealing with a skin condition. Zinc is another one. We lose zinc just through stress, and especially men lose it because of so much that's going on just in stress in life. And we burn up a lot of zinc for testosterone. So that's one of the reasons that happens. And then also with any kind of skin condition, you want to think about certain food allergies, such as wheat products, so bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, you know, anything, any flour-based food, processed food, you might want to consider eliminating for a while, and then also cow's milk, dairy. So cow's milk, dairy is another one. So casein protein, which is the protein in the homogenized and pasteurized milk products, is another one that's just a big mess. So you want to be careful with that. And a raw milk's a little bit different. The body can handle that, and that's coming on strong. The whole raw milk industry, and they're working on some laws and some legislation right now, which might really be good for people that have and sell raw milk to be able to sell it commercially. Because right now you can only do it state to state, and they have to be sold as pet food in a lot of areas, or people buy cows and co-op cows, and there's some different ways around it. But let's go now to Tony. Hi, Tony.
Hey there, Dr. Asa. Thank you for staying on the air and being encouraged to give us your support. I'm going to move on down the leg.
Sure, that's what I'm all about.
I'm going to move on down the leg to the feet.
Okay, let's go down to the feet.
I've had a problem with bumps on my feet. They look like blisters. And in the past years ago, I would get heat bumps along the edges of my fingers. But these bumps have now on the inside edge of my feet. And it's even in the archway. And I just heard what you said about the psoriasis, but I don't know. My doctor prescribed a terbinafine. I think it's what it's called.
Okay.
And he said he thought it was just a typical infection or something I could have picked up at the gym, and I was treating it with the antifungal stuff. But my nutritionist recommended some andrographic complex and tea tree salve, but I'm still having it. Now I've
okay.
changed from wearing dark colored socks to white socks, and I try to air out my feet as much as possible outside of working, and I'm standing on them, but I still get these little blisters.
Yeah, the little blisters, a lot of times, the antifungal creams and whatnot are actually a pretty good way to go. Wormwood and black walnut are pretty good, too. If you've got a fungal infection, which it could be, or it could be bacterial, you'd want to handle that from the inside with some of the herbal components and then from the outside as well. But if you do that natural for about 10 days and it doesn't knock it out, you might want to look into some of the medical side of things, because there's some couple of medicines out there that can be very beneficial to knock that.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate?
I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. One in five young adults right now may have hypertension. It's crazy if you think about it. Hypertension and high blood pressure is much more common than expected in young adults. Researchers have found in a new study, the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, did a longitudinal study of adolescent health and the prevalence of hypertension 24 to age 32. And it was 19% in 2008, according to the study, in the University of North Carolina, Gillings School of Global Public Health in Chapel Hill. This compares the rate of 4% among young adults participating in the National Health Nutrition and Examination Survey. But the self-reported rates of hypertension, however, were similar in the two studies, 11% in the Ad Health and 9% in the other study. Now, the Ad Health principal investigator in this, which was Kathleen Harris, a PhD at the University of North Carolina, she said that at the conference with reporters, it was not clear in the explanation of the discrepancy between the two studies, but we tend to think that young adults are rather healthy. But with a prevalence of 19% with high blood pressure, is quite alarming. It's the most they've ever seen. And since they started this study in 1994, 1995, they have found the rates have gone up considerably. So we're definitely in a phase right now, I think, that is just, it's a time period where we have to, and we're seeing it more, but we have to as a people really come together and say, what is really going on? Because our genetics, if you think about it, you really, if you have common sense, I mean, here's the deal. You look at it 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and we didn't have the amount of diabetes. We didn't have the amount of high blood pressure. We had it, but not at this level. And you start looking at some of these health challenges, you think, okay, I get that we evolve, and I get that we have genetics, and I get all that. But what has really changed? And if you look at our lifestyle, you look at the stress, you look at our foods, you look at our choices, more convenience. And our society has gone to, I want it, and I want it now, and I want it as fast as possible. And what happens is we become more sedentary. We're working more. So a lot of people sit at their desk. So they're working longer hours, less activity, and it just breeds for disease. It really does. And there's not much that is going to change because our society and our country and our culture is only going to continue in that manner. And it's only going to continue to continue going in that way. So we have to come up with something different. We have to come up with a different game plan to move forward. And we have to come up with a place where we rally together for our kids to teach them how to live a healthy lifestyle. We have to teach our young people so that one out of three right now of our young people have diabetes. Think about that. How about them apples? One out of three under the age of 11 have been diagnosed with type 2. Type 2 diabetes, really? And so we're not doing anything about it. I mean, we talk about, well, we'll change the school lunches, which is a great initiative. I think that a lot of folks are doing. And I think that, you know, educating is great. But I'll tell you right now, in hospitals, and I can tell you firsthand from being there and working in them, that you know, there's plenty of RDs in there, the registered dietitians, by the way, which are trained and do very well in nutrition. But it's not that they're not trained. It's that the people hardly get to them. Because what happens is you go to the doctor and you get your medicine, and the last thing you want to do is make another visit and go down the hall and meet with a dietitian. So that visit typically does not happen. because they meet with the doctor, they get what they need, and they move on. The doctor doesn't have, physician doesn't have time to spend an extra 30 minutes with somebody to talk about nutrition. It's just the system's not set up that way. And that's why we have RDs. And so even a good nutritionist, a lot of times people won't make the time until obviously it gets to the point of not of no return. Sometimes it's the case, but not always. But I think that we're in a place right now where we have to educate ourselves. And that's why education is so important for our health and for our lifestyle and for what we're doing every single day. And it's important that we make better choices, and it's important that we all come together in that to make a difference, to teach each other, to make better choices ourselves, and then to teach our young people. If we do that, I think we can have a healthier generation. And I believe that one day soon that we will see that. We will have a healthier generation than we've ever seen before. And so that is our goal, and that's my goal, to educate, empower, and equip you to learn and to take this information and to do something with it, to empower your life, to go to the next level. And you can. You know, you don't have to be stuck. That's the whole thing. You don't have to be stuck where you are. And if you've taken four different medications and have four different diagnoses that your physicians have given you because your body's broken down to a certain point, it's not the end. It's the beginning if you want to make the decision. Remember, radical changes equal radical results. If you're willing to make changes in your life that you can live well, that you can be better, that you can do better, then it's possible. But you have to make those decisions. No one else can make it for you. Only you can make those decisions to live a healthy life. And if you do, you'll be amazed at what can happen. Because what can happen is absolutely powerful. Sally in San Diego, California, she writes, I wake up in the middle of the night with a lot of leg cramping. And my leg jerks. What could that be? It sounds like restless leg syndrome, Sally. So a couple things you can do. I'm always a big fan of going to see your doctor. You know, I sound like a broken record when I say that. But it's true because I think it's important. First, so they can manage other things that have been going on in your life and put all the pieces of the puzzle together, because I don't know all that. I haven't seen but an email. But I can tell you that with that sort of thing, typically it is a mineral deficiency that causes that, magnesium being the top mineral. But a good multi-mineral is something that you might want to do some research on and how that affects the different types of issues when you're dealing with things like restless legs. So, I mean, it's always a mineral deficiency that is a key. But again, medicine might need to be involved in something like that. Hope that helps. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I may say, Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days, or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUND.com. That's cherrybundy.com.